Hello everyone. What my research deals with is how do we cope with microbes? How does our immune system cope with microbes? So when you think of, we are constantly exposed to microbes. So if you just, you know, take your hands, put it on a petri dish and try to cultivate all the microbes we constantly have on our skin, you see that we constantly have them on us. Our immune system deals a lot with being exposed to microbes. Think of it, what we have in our gut. We constantly have millions of bacteria in our gut, and we want them there because they help us to digest food. So our immune system needs to deal with all these microbes. The question in my lab is, how do we deal with that? So one way evolution dealt with that is to come up with a strategy which is called innate immune recognition of microbes. And this strategy is highly conserved among all eukaryotes. It's there in plants, it's there in invertebrates, and it's there in vertebrates, like the mouse or myself, and in all of you. So evolution dealt with it by coming up with evolving so-called proteins called pattern recognition receptors. So when a microbe breaches our skin, it's detected by specific immune cells. And on the cell surface, as well as in the cells, these pattern recognition receptors recognize either directly the microbe itself, and it does so by recognizing invariant microbe-associated molecular patterns. So structures of microbes, the microbe cannot change anymore. It needs it. It needs it. Or these pattern recognition receptors also recognize infection-associated physiological changes. So when a cell deals with an infection, the physiology changes. So these two things are recognized and an immune response is instructed. How do we study this? We studied this in a mouse model with genetically modified mice where certain immune mediators are controlling the expression of fluorescently labeled proteins. By doing so, we can track down a very specific antimicrobial molecule in life in a mouse, and actually then can look at in a tissue where this immune mediator localizes. So when you think of it, when we constantly have our millions of microbes in our gut, you see that in a normal mouse, in the intestine, these fluorescently labeled immune mediators appear. When there are no microbes anymore, many of them are gone. And when you then reconstitute again a mouse in the third panel with bacteria again, these immune mediators come up. So actually what it means is that our bacteria instruct our immune system and our immune system keeps them at bay. This is what my research deals with. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Dirk.